Hi and welcome to the youngfolks.com 2016 Oscar Awards Chatter podcast, where we're going to be talking about not necessarily who we think is going to win, but what our favorite picks are, because the Academy doesn't agree with us anyway. Joining us today is one of our co-writers, Melissa. Welcome.
Hello.
How's it going? And today we're going to be talking about the right now, currently, at this moment, we're going to be talking about the nominees for Best Actor.
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to read off the list. We got Bryan Cranston, right. Trumbo, Matt Damon in The Martian, Michael Fassbender in and as Steve Jobs, Leonardo DiCaprio in The Revenant, and Eddie Redmayne in and as the Danish girl. He's a Danish girl, right?
Well, they're both.
They're both technically the Danish.
But, yeah, and as a side note, this isn't a podcast where we'll be contesting who is nominated and who we wanted to be nominated. Otherwise, it would be a two-hour-long process. So we're just going to pick who out of these five nominees we personally feel are the best. Okay. So, Evan, who would be your pick?
Oh, God. Well, here's the deal is that of all the people nominated this year, they're all talented performers. But I have always been a fan of Michael Fassbender, and Danny Boyle's turn with the Steve Jobs movie is just probably one of my favorite pieces of cinema of the year, and I think Michael Fassbender really deserves some sort of recognition. He may or may not get the award, but I felt like his performance as the late Steve Jobs really kind of gives people an understanding of who he was and how he behaved and how he thought as a person. Obviously, that comes a lot through Aaron Sorkin's dialogue, but watching the movie, I really felt like I wasn't watching Michael Fassbender. I was watching a performance of this is Steve Jobs, and this is who he is, and this is what he believes in, even if he was right or wrong, depending on who you're talking about in the tech industry. So.
Sure. I guess I'll pick it up just because I agree with you. My pick is also Michael Fassbender. And I was really looking at the list and trying to see if I could take maybe kind of like a contrary opinion to you, but it's just I really think out of all the nominees, Fassbender gives the best, strongest performance. And I think for me it's because out of everything we've seen him in, from big blockbusters to little films like Shame, he's playing brooding, like dark, serious characters.
Including Macbeth.
Yeah.
Oh, God. From this year too.
Yeah. You know, he's very much a serious actor. So for Steve Jobs, even though it's still like a dramatic performance, there's this energy, like this lighthearted, like quick-stepped energy to him that I feel like we don't see him perform often. So for me, seeing him be able to showcase a bit of variety in how he acts and how he performs, that for me was a selling point, because everybody else in the nominations, I kind of felt we're doing the same thing we've already seen them do, either in terms of mimicry for Eddie Redmayne or, you know, survival against any odds like Leonardo DiCaprio. I feel like he had the freshest, newest vision for performance out of the male.
Not to mention the three-act structure of the movie kind of portrays Steve Jobs in three very different stages. He's three very different people at those points in his life.
Sure.
And Fassbender performed that equally. Not to get away from Melissa, what may be your point? Do you agree with us or do you have a different pick for Best Actor this year?
I think, obviously, they're all very talented nominees, but who I would pick is who I think should win, and I think he is going to win, is Leonardo DiCaprio. I think he's going to get his first Oscar, and just because,
A lot of the internet with you. There are huge fans of Leo DiCaprio.
I know. I feel like everyone has been wanting him to win for so long, and, you know, I feel like he should have won a couple of years ago, but we're talking about now. That's fine.
So he's had several opportunities to win, not probably the longest since probably The Aviator. That was like one of the first times he's really been in a movie where he could have gotten an award. I mean, unless you're counting Gilbert Grape or Titanic or...
He was nominated for that. But no, he's had a couple of nominations up until this point. I think it's time to kind of retire the term due. I don't think any actors really do anything.
I don't feel like due for one. I just feel like out of this selection, he's the one that is going to win from this selection. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you would agree with that?
Yet, huh?
You would agree with that pick from him as a performer or from his performance in The Revenant?
as a performer. I mean, his performance in The Revenant wasn't bad. It's just not my personal favorite Leonardo DiCaprio performance. I mean, he was great in it. He completely changed. You know, he grew that beard and he almost died in Calgary. Like we all know, he keeps saying it in interviews with
the director.
He slipped in a horse. I mean, not everybody has done that, right? Nobody can do it.
Do you think last year he went up against the same amount of kind of, you know, amazing performances? Like last year was such a strong year for male performances in a leading role. Do you think in this year it's a relatively weak year with people like Matt Damon it getting into
nomination? I know. Oh my God. I don't want to. You have to refresh my memory who was nominated last year for what, because I'm forgetting here.
Last year it was Michael Keaton, Eddie Redmayne.
And that's it.
Oh, that's right.
No, I'm kidding. But they were the noteworthy ones.
No, I feel like last year he probably would have lost because Eddie Redmayne played somebody who had a disease. I'm sorry, but they love that. They love somebody who has to overcome some kind of... Same reason why he lost to Matthew McConaughey 2 years ago is because Matthew McConaughey's somebody who had a disease.
Yeah. No, that one annoyed me too, even though I still would have hoped that Chiwetel Ejiofor would have edged out on that day. But no, I'm just curious because it makes me wonder, you know, how much did this play out and how much is it about, you know, the weaker field? Because to me, even though I think Leonardo DiCaprio is a great actor, I just don't really think this is the role he should be winning for. It almost seems like that he'd want to win for a better performance.
I also feel like they love movies where the character has to overcome some kind of huge obstacle and a struggle. And, you know, the entire movie, which I thought was completely unrealistic. I mean, he was mauled by a bear and he survived the freaking -20 degree weather. I know, but still, he was really badly hurt and he still made it all the way through trying to kill Tom Hardy the entire time. But, you know, they love those kind of like struggling stories, and it was a mostly silent performance, which I think takes a lot of skills too, you know, to his credit. He barely had any dialogue. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the performance is very internal and he was great at that. So I think he's probably the best pick from this selection for this year.
Sure. No, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I definitely think, you know, it's a weak year for lead actor overall.
Well, you were saying that. It's like it's such a strong year. I love the movies that came out this year and the movies that were nominated. But the lead actor roles for that were nominated this year.
I mean, nobody really excites me, except I'm really hoping to see Sylvester Stallone win and Brie Larson win. And then that's really about it.
Yeah, no, I think this year... The acting nominees for lead actor is pretty uninspired. It's like my least interesting category overall, but I'll be interested to see how Leo's speech turns out, I guess.
I know. I feel like his standing ovation is going to be like 20 minutes long because everyone's just, I've seen Kate Winslet in interviews saying how like she feels kind of torn because she's in the movie with Michael Fassbender, but she really wants Leo to win and she thinks he is going to win. It's funny.
It'll be interesting to see because he's definitely still a golden boy of Hollywood. But I think that's about it in terms of best actor.
Yeah.
You guys, thanks for tuning in. And make sure that on the night of the Oscars, you tune in to TYF Official, where we'll be having a Twitter party.
Hashtag TYF Oscar.
Starting at 7 o'clock Eastern. It's going to be a blast. Giveaways and fun things happening. So make sure to tune in.
Excited for the snark.
Yes.
All of the snark.
Always snark.
Melissa, thank you for joining us on our conversation about the best actor performances, and we will be chatting with you. And coming up soon, we're going to have another conversation about different kinds of performances.